Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. Welcome to part 5 of the Guilty Mommy Guide to Summer Survival. We're doing more than just surviving this summer. We're putting the joy back into the season so your kids and, most importantly, you have a great time with less stress and less guilt. Ugh, guilt. I won't even get into that today. As I said at the beginning, I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, or you can call me simply Jean Ann. I'm using the word summer to help you remember the 6 steps to eliminating the guilt this summer, to surviving this summer. And in this episode, we're up to E, and E stands for entertain. A number of years ago, many, many years ago, when I first started developing material on the relationship between stress and the effect it has on joy, I developed 3 simple rules to help you relieve the stress in life. Now, these rules are so basic that I have found over the years they can be applied to a huge variety of situations. In fact, I'm using them in this episode and in the next episode. And yet, they apply in different ways, and you'll find out how. The E today is for entertain. Summer's a great time to entertain. It is a fabulous time to entertain, and I will tell you why. There's a lot of fresh food available. You can take things outside. I know when I look around my place, it really isn't quite big enough to have a group of people in here. When we lived in our old house, there wasn't a whole lot of room inside, but we had a huge front yard. So I could take people outside, and we could entertain a fairly decent crowd, where we couldn't entertain that many inside. So you can take more people outside. You can have the kids out there, and they can play games and do all kinds of things where you might be worried about what they're going to do in the house. Your menu can be much easier because you can rely on a lot of the fresh things that are available. Salads, fruits, you can grill. It's so easy to entertain over the summer. And if you are one of those people that just gets so stressed out just thinking about entertaining, let me tell you how you can do it so you remove the stress, or at least reduce it. 3 steps. Step number 1 is to kiss. Keep it simple, sweetie. Entertaining doesn't have to be super complicated. We tend to go all Martha Stewart when we try to entertain. And if you're able to do that and you're good at it, then go for it. But if you're not, don't. Just stop yourself right now. Entertaining doesn't have to be this big elaborate affair as if Better Homes and Gardens is getting ready to show up and take photos of your decorations and your layout. It's not what's going to happen. And yes, you can go to Pinterest and get some ideas on, for example, how to lay out a drink table, or how to decorate, 4th of July is coming up at this point, how to decorate for Independence Day, a party for that. You can look at those things, but don't make yourself crazy. Keep it simple. People come to parties for the relationships. Always keep your focus when you entertain on the people. If you're going to focus too much on the event, you should become an event planner. I like to focus on the people and make sure everyone's having a good time. And the way I do that is by making sure I have a good time. At your parties, you are the number 1 guest. If you are not having a good time, no one's going to have a good time, because your stress is going to affect all of them, and you really don't want to do that. So keep things simple so that you can get it accomplished in the amount of time you have, and when the party starts, you can relax and enjoy yourself rather than being the maniac in the kitchen trying to do too much. Which leads me to number two, ask for help. The world is not going to stop spinning on its axis if you ask other people to help you out. You don't have to do everything all by yourself. In fact, you don't have to even provide all the food all by yourself. People really want to help. And the thing is, we are so programmed that when we invite somebody to our house, one of the first things they will say is there anything I can do? What can I bring? And before we can stop ourselves, our first response is, oh no, that's all right. It's fine. We've got it all under control. No, you don't. And it's not fine. People want to contribute. And if they don't, they need to stop volunteering. If they say, what can I bring? And you say, great, can you bring a green salad? And then they walk away muttering to themselves because they really don't want to do it. Sweetheart, let me tell you, that's their problem, not yours. And you have no reason to feel guilty. And if it really annoys them, the next time you invite them to something, they can just say no. Or they can keep their mouth shut and not volunteer to do anything. Make a list of what needs to be done, figure out what it is you want to do, and then assign the rest to everybody else. In fact, one of the things I advise women when it comes to things like this is you make the list what needs to be done, only pick two things you really like to do, and give other people everything else to do. Now, you're sitting there going, two, but there's a lot more than two. Yes, I know. But what's going to happen is you take two, you assign things, some things are going to fall through the cracks, and you're going to end up picking up the slack. If you start out with five things on the list, you're going to end up with eight or nine things on your list, and you don't need that. Two, you'll probably end up with four or five. You can handle that. But you can't handle eight or nine. That's just too much. So ask people to help. If no one volunteers, ask them. And finally, number three, take care of yourself. You need to attend your own party. I remember when I first started hosting teas, and I love hosting teas, and I'll talk about that another time. I did a series of teas at Christmas time, and when I did one group, I had, oh, I don't know, 8-10 women around my dining room table. One of the women there looked at me and said, you know, I have been to a number of teas, and this is the first time the hostess has ever sat down and had tea with us. She's usually too busy serving all of us. No. Jeannie-Ann does not have a party and not attend. I am the best guest at my parties. I love parties. And if I can't attend, if I can't relax, if I'm so busy and so stressed that I'm not able to enjoy myself, I'm not going to do this anymore. Entertaining is a great way to get together with friends, to enjoy yourself, and to just, I don't know, it's nice. Entertaining should not be a chore. Keep it simple, ask for help, and take care of yourself. Set things up in such a way that when the doorbell rings and the first guest arrives, you're ready to party. And it sometimes takes practice. You may have to do this a few times before you get good at it. But you do it enough, and you're going to be great. Because you are an empowered woman, not a guilty mommy. So, Let's party the summer away. We're almost done. We have one more step to summer survival. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.